Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. David Beckham reportedly had an awkward conversation with Prince Harry over a beef between the wives. It is claimed Meghan Markle and Victoria Beckham argued last year after Meghan accused Victoria of leaking stories about her because private details concerning their friendship were cropping up in the news. As listeners to this podcast know, Harry and Meghan are private-minded people with a podcast, a Netflix series, an upcoming appearance at a Selena Gomez concert, and sometimes even speak with Oprah for 2 hours in primetime. The Mirror reports Harry decided to take matters into his own hands and was said to have approached David, 45, about the rumours, leaving the Beckhams feeling mortified. The Sun adds, Harry was very polite, but obviously it was a pretty awkward exchange and David was mortified. Inexplicably, Meghan feared Victoria was behind it. I mean, the idea that Victoria Beckham would be personally ringing journalists to give them a scoop is ridiculous, and spoke to Harry about it. Harry is very protective of Meghan and decided to deal with the matter head on by directly contacting his good pal, David. He quickly put Harry right and the two men agreed to move on, but it certainly made things awkward for a while. On your TV in the UK tonight is a new special called Meghan and Harry, Recollections May Vary. The hour-long programme will debut on Discovery Plus and is said to dissect Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's bombshell CBS interview. Variety reports that producer Shearwater has enlisted body language linguistics and forensic psychology experts to analyse the couple's time in the limelight, including the Oprah Winfrey interview last month. The royal couple's speech, tone of voice, movements, and expressions will be examined frame by frame. Executive producer Steve Anderson added, "This is a new and different way to dissect the interview of the year. What is revealed by facial expressions, physical gestures, and patterns of speech? The answers are fascinating." From Page Six, a royal expert says, "The British royal family's Megxit disaster is mostly Prince Harry's fault for not properly preparing his wife, Meghan Markle, for life as part of the tradition-bound firm." Robert Jobson said, "It's a combination of Harry and Meghan's fault, mainly Harry for not explaining it to her properly. He's not the sharpest guy, but maybe he didn't want to explain it. It's hard work being a member of the royal family. People think it's not, but it is. It's not glamorous, and maybe she didn't fancy that after all." Jobson also said of Meghan, "It's up to you to do your own homework if you want to marry into a prestigious family." Jobson noted that Markle had little excuse for not knowing how things worked, as the palace assigned Samantha Cohen, a member of the Queen's personal team, to help her learn the ins and outs of being a duchess. Understanding their place in the pecking order and coming to terms with that would have prevented the Sussexes from striking out in hopes of finding fortune on their own in Hollywood, he said. When she saw that she had the little house and William and Kate were the number one couple, she probably didn't understand that and thought, well, we can do better than this and start commercializing the royal family. Well, frankly, that's not acceptable. Jobson notes that the point of the royal family is service and helping others. It's not to do with helping yourself. I'm afraid that's what's happened here. I blame Harry, really, because he knew the story, but he wanted his cake and to eat it, and you can't do that. Palace Intrigue will be right back. The Mirror explains the successful marriage between wonderful Kate Middleton and husband Prince William. The couple have a seesaw partnership that is the secret to their successful and carefully balanced marriage, according to commentator Katie Nicholl, who said the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge are stronger than they have ever been, and they take turns being in the spotlight. As for that seesaw marriage, Nicholl says Kate and Will take turns being in the spotlight while the other takes care of the children. It is said the couple always want at least one parent at home to take the children to school and put them to bed at night. Nicholl said, "He's had a really hard time with his brother. He's really struggled with it, and she's been a rock. When he was ill with COVID, she was the one nursing him and pulling it all together and putting on a united front. She's really shown the mettle, and he loves that about her. And as such, he's let her take the lead. William has faith in her, but so has the family. When he needs to be in the background, she rises to the occasion, and vice versa." Word is the Queen will not return to full duty and may only visit Buckingham Palace twice a week to attend meetings. Former BBC royal correspondent Peter Hunt told the New York Times, "Fundamentally, the Queen will fade away gracefully. COVID has helped in the sense that it has accelerated what any sensible 95-year-old woman would want to do, which is not stand on your feet all day long. One palace staffer said, "Without a doubt, we're in a period of change, arguably change at the top, with the Queen handing over more responsibilities to the Prince of Wales, and of course William. What does that mean for Kate? It means she will be even more front and centre, and what you've seen over the past year or two is that she definitely has grown in confidence in order to do that. With the Duke and Duchess of Sussex out of the picture and never likely to return, one would think this is their time. At one stage, they may have thought they were being overburdened, but in reality, they have a clear run. They can work on the projects they want to and which they feel can make the most impact, but they can also carry on the work of the monarchy in their own way, upholding the values of those who came before them while making it relevant for a new generation. It's going to be a very exciting time." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to you, John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.